Having a very blah day.
Why?
I don't know.
Did you turn into a bug monster?
No, why?
That would make me feel blah. Hello and welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast on December 12th, 2008. We are across the state lines once again.
Yep.
Badge Guy in Pittsburgh. I'm back in Exploding Barrel headquarters.
Oh.
Yes. You were the one who coined that phrase. I don't want to get any gruff. Yes.
Oh, cool. Then I like it.
It was like a year ago probably, but you did. Okay, so we're going to have, you know, a show today, and here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about news, which is going to be NPD-rific. I can't wait for that. NPD-rific.
Oh, yes. Yes, it is.
The bedid-rific. I don't know. It'd be great if there's some vowels in between there. Then we're going to do a best ever, the best Xbox Live arcade game ever.
Yeah. So, I realize we never did that one.
Yes. So that should be amusing for us. Then we're going to go on to our weekend gaming, talk about what we've been playing, you know. Then we're going to look at the downloadable game releases, the real game releases. No 10th hour this week. I don't know what's up with that. So
yeah.
Not talking about that. No mail, so there's no mail. What is our end segment? Is just talking about what games came out then?
I have an interesting article from MTV Multiplayer blog that we could talk about if you're willing.
What's it about?
It's about Shigeru Miyamoto and Will Wright.
Okay. I don't know what that could possibly be about, but why not? We'll give that a shot.
Okay.
All right, okay. So why don't you start off with these fantastic NPD numbers?
All right, it's crazy. Usually I try not to give the exact numbers because they're kind of mundane, but I think this month it merits it, along with comparisons from last month. So we've got the November 2008 hardware sales numbers. Nintendo had claimed, Iwata actually had said, that during the whole Black Friday week, they sold 800,000 Wiis that week. So we've been very excited to see what the total number is, and it's 2,040,000 Wiis in the month of November.
Yeah.
That is compared to 800,000 last month.
Jeez.
The DS sold 1,570,000 units of hardware. That is a more than triple the number of 491,000 from last month. That's just stupid. I mean, that's astronomical.
It is quite something. I mean, I think Michael Pachter was predicting like 1.4 million Wiis, and we were all like, oh, that's a lot of Wiis.
Yeah. Man.
So this is what happens when they even have, like, Wiis to sell.
They sell.
They're probably still selling out.
Then the Xbox... Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Have they even met the, like, the kind of, like, demand line yet? Would they have sold more,
you think? No, that's the thing. They're not.
Okay. We'll talk about everything in perspective. Let's finish up.
The Xbox 360 had a pretty good month, actually, with 836,000 units sold. That's up from 371 last month. Then it starts to get a little depressing. The PlayStation Portable comes next at 421,000. Then the PlayStation 3 with 378. And then the PS2 with 206,000.
I thought the NPD said they were going to stop covering the PS2.
Everyone threw a hissy fit because it's still pretty damn relevant if it's that close to the PS3.
True.
So yeah, some of the fun takeaways that I've been noticing from people on my Twitter feed, people noticing that if you combine the PlayStation 2 and 3 numbers, they still don't even come close to the Xbox 360 numbers for November. I find it amazing that the PSP is selling so much. I don't understand what games people are buying for it, but...
Well, the PSP is at least compelling hardware.
Yeah, I guess, although from everything, I still haven't seen one in action of the PSP 3000s, but from everyone I've heard impressions of it from are like, oh, the screen is like terrible, don't buy this.
Well, it has that whole scan line problems. Issue. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's that problem. Okay, so
but
that's a lot of Wiis.
there was a, well, there's an article on, I think it was CNN Money, that they were basically saying that Sony is well and truly fucked. Because, you know, I mean, the article, its three basic points were that, you know, it's still the most expensive console. And as people are complaining about the expense of the PS3 and Microsoft gets the arcade down to $199, what did Sony do? They made a more expensive SKU. So they were kind of lambasting them for that. Then they were also blaming the kind of slow adoption of Blu-ray in America, and they were saying that, well, they said the PS3 doesn't have any good exclusives. I would argue against that, but they don't have many good exclusives.
Right.
I mean, Little Big Planet is not the system seller like people actually might have thought it would be.
Right. And, you know, while Valkyria Chronicles, what is that called?
Valkyria Chronicles.
Valkyria. You know, well, that's all fun and good for us hardcore types, you know.
Yeah.
It's not doing much for the Wii Fit crowd.
Well, let's look at the software.
Well, wait, I don't know if I'm ready to move on to software quite yet.
Well, I want to correlate the software with the hardware. But if you have something to say, go ahead.
Well, just think about this, though. Lifetime PS3 sales, what do you think they are?
Do you know?
I do know.
I'm going to go somewhere in the neighborhood of 8 million.
6,062,000.
Oh my God.
That's it? I don't even know. Maybe this doesn't include the last month. I got this from NeoGAF.
Okay.
So take it maybe with a grain of salt, but I you know, good enough for me. Wii's have sold a third of the PS3 lifetime sales in 1 month.
Oh my God.
How crazy is
that?
That's
crazy. Chris, that's crazy.
Chris. No, Chris, the new MPDs just came out. You know, the sales. Wii sold 2 million Wiis in 1 month. Right. PS3 sold like 300,000 something.
And they were, you said they doubled their previous sales?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. That's crazy. What's your comment? I want Chris's comment.
I can already see that Metal Gear Solid didn't help like they were hoping it would.
Actually, interesting note, PS3 had a bigger sales month the month Metal Gear Solid 4 came out than in November.
Well, what about Little Big Planet sales? What about Little Big Planet sales? Is that how much?
Actually, some people are calling Little Big Planet Little Big Bomb right now. This is not on the top 10, which hurts.
Yes.
I mean, it's a great game and everything, but I mean, we've only played it maybe a total of 2 hours, and it's awesome and great concept, but there's so many great games right now, I just had no time to play it.
That was Chris. Thanks for calling, Mike, Chris. I'll see you later.
Hey, Chris. Wow, that was exciting. We got him on the show finally. Only took a year and a half.
That was our other brother, for those of you wondering. He came home from work. He has a job.
Oh, yeah.
But seriously, though, 6 million lifetime PS3 sales.
2 million Wiis. I don't believe it.
What are they
going to
do?
I know. Man, the fall from the top always hurts the most.
But let's not even talk about the Wii. Let's pretend like the Wii doesn't exist for some reason. Lifetime, okay. Lifetime 360 sales are 12,449,000. The PS3 has to do a lot just to be competitive for second place.
Jeez.
They were not close. They didn't sell even close to half as many 360s in 1 month.
Seriously.
And they're supposed to be... Like that okay, you know, 360 PS3 girl is like, oh, we're not competing with the Wii. They love to be competing with the Wii, but they're not. So, right. You know, so we'll have to look at this contest between themselves. And for some reason, Sony is letting themselves get absolutely trounced.
True.
And
very true.
What do you blame it on? First off, the price is... I don't know what they're thinking making such an expensive console. Yeah, of course, they could not have seen the recession coming.
True. But I mean, I'll give them that. But even still, in 2006, a $600 console, that was not an easy pill for anybody to swallow.
Right. I don't know what they're thinking. I want to just lambast,
I think.
Lambast their marketing for a second. You see, like, their commercials?
Oh, they're terrible.
Now look at a Wii Music commercial. And look who's in a Wii Music commercial. You have mothers, you have kids, you have teenagers, every single demographic, every single race, gender, age is in a Wii commercial, okay? You look at a PS3 commercial, and it's all these like 20-something like coffee bean hipsters sort of walking around and like smiling about PlayStation products.
Yeah, like they're like targeting like the MTV crowd, and that's it.
Right? They're afraid to target their stuff to kids, even.
True.
Like, they don't want these people to know that kids could possibly like Sony things.
And there's, I mean, look at things like Little Big Planet, Ratchet and Clank. I mean, those are good. Like, I don't know.
They don't even market those games to kids. Like those, I know. Those two games are in that commercial, Fool of the Hipsters.
Yeah.
Put that in a different commercial. Even Microsoft's smart enough to have like different brands of commercials.
Right.
And you look at Home also, and you try to make a character in Home, and you can't make anything except like a cartoon version of yourself that might like go down to Starbucks every day. They don't even have options for beards. Because cool people don't have beards.
You know what else, too? You think about it. There's no way to not make an avatar in Home that doesn't look like a 22-year-old.
That's what I'm trying to say. That's what they think the gaming world is. 22-year-old hipsters.
Pretty much, yeah. What do you
know?
And
that's probably all they're selling to, if anything. I know, I wanted to blog about this later. It was sort of a revelation. I had. But,
It's very true.
I think I said this a while ago even, like over the summer. At what point is Sony in crisis mode?
I don't know, but you ever notice every time the NPDs come out, Kotaku always runs the press release from each of the big three companies.
Yeah.
And I always find it amusing because the headline that they always have is like, you know, Nintendo responds to NPD numbers, seems pleased. Microsoft responds, seems pleased. And I honestly was thinking, like, what could Sony possibly have good to say about these numbers? And sure enough, there was the headline, response to numbers seems pleased. And the press release that Sony put out was hysterical. I'm going to try to pull it up very quickly. Here we go. PlayStation 3 has continued its strong momentum during the holiday season, with 378,071 hardware units sold in November, representing an increase of almost 100% from October. You know, if I sell two of something, and then I sell four more, yeah, I could say I had a 100% increase, but big friggin' deal.
Yeah, here's the sad, the worst part is PS3 didn't even outsell itself in November from last year.
Right, right.
Now, there was a price drop somewhere in there, right? These are cheaper than they were last year, right?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean,
it's just like, just go to Kotaku and read this press release. It's hysterical. I don't want to just sit here and read the whole thing, but
right.
It's kind of sad.
Oh, my God. I don't know what they're going to... They need to do something. They cannot... I don't know if... You think that they're really still thinking about keeping this thing around for 10 years?
They can't. They cannot.
Right.
Especially if Microsoft comes in 2 or 3 years, if Microsoft comes out with a new console that probably will cost at this point just as much as the PS3. Like that is just a death knell right there. They cannot let that happen.
Yeah, you're right. There's going to be a new system. I don't even know if it's going to be called PlayStation 4 anymore with the brand. Now that the brand sort of means this higher end kind of bullshit.
That's a good point. Oh, you want to get into the software? Okay, well let's run down the list here. Gears of War 2 was unsurprisingly the big winner at 1.56 million copies sold on the 360. And then Call of Duty World at War on the 360 at 1.4 million. Wii Play continues with 796,000. Okay, here we go. I saw at Best Buy a bundle. It was labeled as Xbox 360 controller with Viva Pinata Party Animals. If I start buying those, does that mean Viva Pinata Party Animals shows up on the NPD list, Mike?
Wait, what? Say that last part.
If everybody starts buying that controller bundle, then should Viva Pinata Party Animals start showing up on the NPD list?
Okay, first off, it's interesting you brought this up because I wanted to bring this up and bring up the old Wii Play argument. Those sales would show up. But they're not because people don't want Viva Pinata and they do want Wii Play.
How do you know that?
AJ, look at this list. Every single other game with the word Wii in front of it is on there.
Well, yeah, but I keep telling you, it comes with the Wiimote, and it's only $10 more. It's not like the, it's. I doubt
it's
anyone.
It's also just like Wii Sports, and everyone gets Wii Sports, and they like it.
Well, I'll give you. It's smart, but I highly doubt anyone goes into Best Buy or GameStop going, "Ah, I want to get Wii Play."
They don't go to Best Buy.
Oh, that's a good idea.
They don't go to Best Buy and GameStop. They go into Walmart and Kmart.
Same difference.
Oh, I want.
They
Wii
see
Play.
It on the shelf and they're like, "Oh, that's a good idea."
Then maybe Viva Pinata is going to sell well because everyone who has a 360 needs another controller, so they may as well get Viva Pinata with it.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. We'll look for Viva Pinata on the top 10 list next month because that's what's going to happen.
I don't even know if that would count, though.
It will count, but it's not going to matter. Can you really tell me that people don't want Wii Play? I'm sorry that it's not good.
I don't deny that people see it and they're like, oh, I want this. But I'm not saying, like, they went out that day to buy this great game called Wii Play that all their friends are talking about.
AJ, they're all impulse buys. They all look at, oh, look, it has the word Wii in front of it, just like Wii Fit and Wii Sports does. Wii is a very strong brand right now.
I don't
believe me? 2 million Wiis in 1 month? I really need to defend this point anymore? That they can put Wii shit out there and it'll and it'll sell something?
That'd be awesome.
Okay. Speaking of things that rhyme with Wii shit.
Yeah, well then there's Wii Fit at $6.97. Mario Kart Wii, that one is Wii at the end of the name, at $6.37.
When the hell did that game come out?
March. No.
Nintendo doesn't March, need April. Holiday releases anymore. Their holiday releases come out in the spring.
That's very true.
And they just keep selling anyways.
Something about the way you just said that was really funny.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Call of Duty World at War, the PS3, $5.97. So again, let's play the numbers game. Not quite, but almost three times as many copies sold on the 360 as on the PS3. Call of Duty.
Whenever anyone has a skewed choice between the PS3 and 360, it seems like they seem to tend towards 360.
Well, I mean, never mind that the PS3 controller is shit for shooters. I still stand by that 100%. But, I mean, I don't know. Do you know if does World at War even have the trophy support in it?
I don't know about that. I think for a game like Call of Duty, the big thing is that Live is a very strong brand and identity now.
Yeah,
and
I guess we've proven that people don't mind paying $50 a year for Live.
Right. I remember there was a lot of talk about how, oh, man, Microsoft's going to have to make Live free to compete with the PS3. Not so much.
Apparently not.
Yeah.
Let's continue. Guitar Hero World Tour on the Wii. This is the only time Guitar Hero shows up on the NPDs from last month or this month, which, I don't know, I find that kind of interesting.
It is kind of interesting. You think that would be one of the biggest sellers.
Right. But and I know like people like were doing all kinds of bundles. And, I mean, it should be, whether it's an individual disc, the guitar pack, or the complete band pack, it all gets collected in the one SKU on the NPD.
That might be a game that's being hurt by the recession. People can't like buy $100
games. It's just hitting that critical mass point where I think it really is now becoming the case of how many plastic instruments do you want in your house?
Right, exactly. People probably are like, okay, we have enough of this. But look, the Wii version is the top-selling SKU here.
Yeah, unsurprisingly.
This is not surprising.
Yeah, Left 4 Dead on the 360 with 410. I'm very happy to see that there.
Me too.
Even though, like, to me, this is like a AAA game, it feels like it wasn't to a lot of other people, and I was kind of worried it would get missed, but apparently not. It did better than Resistance 2.
Law.
Which is at number 9. Somewhat surprisingly, it sold more than I kind of thought it would, to be honest.
Well, it came out pretty early in the month.
Yeah, true. And then there's Wii Music with $2.97 rounding up the list.
So Wii Music is a bomb like everyone's kind of hoping it would be.
What's that?
Wii Music has legs.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be fine. It's not putting out like these, you know, Wii Play, Wii Fit numbers.
No, but
yeah, it's going to be fine.
Once people have Wii Play and Wii Fit, they'll get Wii Music eventually, I think.
Right.
Let's talk about what's not on there.
Like Chris just mentioned, I mean, we had Little Big Planet showed up with its late month release. It was on there at 215,000 in October, but it's gone from this list.
Right.
So, you know, that was kind of like a big explosion of sales from the expected hardcore people who probably pre-ordered it, but it kind of just dropped off. Fallout and Fable both dropped off pretty quickly.
Yeah, disappointing. I feel like there's some other things that people were expecting to be on there that weren't. Of course, you don't have Mirror's Edge on there, which EA kind of indicated as much. Which, again, I'm upset that now that EA is making sweet games, they're not selling.
I know, I almost feel bad for them. Like the Penny Arcade comic, like, what kind of lesson are we teaching them?
Yeah, I know.
Dead Space did pop up at the end of October there. I mean, I didn't think it would show up again, but...
Right. Interesting to say that all Wii games seem to have sold more in November, while everything else decreased or just wasn't on the list.
Right.
So...
Yeah, that's very true. There were no repeats on other systems from month to month.
Jeez. Gears of War 2 is selling very well.
Yeah, that's unsurprising.
Yeah, that's good. Call of Duty doing very well. Not as well as 4 did, but very good for Treyarch. I still want to play that, actually. I feel like it should be fun.
Yeah, we'll have to like rent it or something over the holiday. Like I said, I have no interest in the multiplayer. I just want to play the single player.
Right. You want to know Mario Kart Wii's lifetime sales now?
Sure.
In America, 4 million.
Jeez.
4 million. Wii Play is at 8 million.
Jeez.
There more people have bought Wii Play than have bought a PS3. By 2 million.
Oh, that's funny to me.
Oh my god. Oh
jeez, Louise, that's insane.
I just can't get over what a strange industry.
Like, yeah, it really is.
5 years ago, it was all PS2, and GameCube was just kind of like, you know, it was that purple box that I liked, but, you know, a lot of people weren't quite into. Oh, my God. This is just, these MPDs aren't saying, what is Christmas going to look like? What is December going to look like?
December? December's going to be fun.
Oh, my God.
I'll tell you right now. I bet you the Wii numbers won't be as big, and only because I bet they kind of front loaded their supply to November for like the whole Black Friday week sales.
Right. I think before, like, Sony enjoyed a bit of we can't find a Wii, so let's get a PS3 sort of bump. And I think now that you can't, if you try hard enough, you can find a Wii. So I don't think that's happening as much.
Like, and I mean, if anything, if you can't find a Wii, I think you're going to get a 360. It's actually cheaper.
Yeah, I know. That's a problem. Plus, the problem is that the PS3 is not the cheapest Blu-ray player anymore.
That was kind of like the only really strong thing they had going at first when Blu-ray player is like $1,000.
Yeah, so you're not going to be able to play that card anymore. Oh, man. I guess we should move on then.
Yep.
As much fun as I had yelling about all this.
Speaking of Sony disasters, let's talk about the home launch.
Ooh.
Oh, I did it.
There's a funny Penny Arcade comment today.
Yeah, basically, to see a very succinct summary of my thoughts on home, go read the Penny Arcade comic and Tycho's post about it, because he's absolutely right.
Tycho made a great post. I like the one part where he said, like, the only thing you need to know is to hold down the PlayStation button and select quit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, we got into the beta, we didn't talk about it because of NDAs and stuff, but I guess the cat's out of the bag, so. I basically found it to be completely useless and pointless and very boring and sterile.
I was a little bit amused when I found out I can bowl and play chess, but, like they said, you have to wait your turn.
Yeah, like, limited by the number of bowling lanes open. What the hell? That's the whole point of a video game.
That'd be great if you go play, like, Halo or something, and you go online, and it's like, oh, someone's already playing Halo.
Yeah, you gotta wait your turn.
What?
And like they said too. I mean, it's stuff I didn't even realize. But they're right. Like every avatar is like their face is completely like blank. They have like these completely. They kind of look actually a little pissed off, really.
Well, they look very smug. Yeah, just like those types do. Like, I'm surprised it's not a coffee shop yet.
Oh wait, shoot! I need to find it. Ah, I forgot to pull it up. There was
what?
Oh, there was an interview. With one of the Sony guys, I think that MTV Multiplayer again did, and Oh, it, like, he was talking about buying jeans, and he must have used the term rock, like, 10 times in his statement, as in, like, let's say you're rocking some jeans in the real world. Well, you can go to the diesel store, so you can rock those jeans in your home. And I'm like, seriously? You're not 19.
I don't think 19-year-olds even use that term.
Yeah, seriously, right? Like, I was just reading, I was like, how out of touch are these people? It's hysterical.
Oh, God. They put so...
Oh, wait, here we go, resources. Here we go.
What? You had the quote?
Yeah. Okay, this is with Jack Booser, Sony Computer Entertainment America home director, talking to Steven Totila of MTV Multiplayer's blog. He said, this was when he asked about microtransactions. If you have some remainder money laying around in your wallet, you may want to go and buy that cool pair of jeans that you love to rock in the real world so you could rock it in the world of PlayStation Home and really have that avatar represent you.
Oh, my God.
I mean, what the hell?
I don't know. I'm wearing jeans right now.
I don't give a shit. I gotta go rock them. Like, I don't care that, like, my virtual jeans were designed by Diesel. They're virtual jeans. As long as they have, like, a grainy blue denim pattern on it, that works.
I'm rocking a striped sweater right now. The kind of that caribou on it.
Nice.
You know.
You rocking.
I'm rocking it. This is the Rockin' Exploding Barrel podcast. We rock.
So, of course, with the launch of Home, there was a lot of problems. The entire PlayStation Network went down for an hour, and I think to this right now, people are still having trouble connecting to the damn thing.
Poor them.
Let's see what else happened. I mean, yeah, it's just like people can't connect, or when you do connect, you get kicked out. I mean, I guess the typical launch bullshit, just that you think they would have, after 4 years or however long they've been working on, it's been ready for it.
I don't want to beat this puppy anymore. Can we move on?
Okay. Very well.
Well, we got to make fun of Home more. It's like making, it's like making fun of a clown. You got to make fun of their big shoes.
Good reference.
Thank you.
You're welcome. While Home isn't helping Sony much right now, at least, the NXE is actually causing increases in all facets of Live since its launch. The Microsoft Live Marketplace has seen sales up, with movie downloads increasing 49%, TV episode downloads up 30%, and Xbox Live Arcade sales having tripled.
Hmm. That box art must be doing it.
I guess. I mean, people kind of laughed when everyone said, like, this is to give all this stuff more visibility, but, I mean, granted, it could just be a result of a lot of people going back on to check out the NXE who maybe haven't been on this stuff as much.
Right, but that's good in and of itself, too.
Yeah, I mean, and those are impressive numbers. They also said that the number of new friends added per Xbox Live member has risen by 33%.
Oh, boy. We're more friendly. So,
yes. Yes.
I got that holiday theme for free. That's nice.
Yeah, I got that too. It's pretty. Like, oh. I like the premium themes. I just would never pay $3 for one.
Have you like looked at all the box art for the arcade games?
Yeah, some of them are cool.
You
some
see
are
the
weird.
The Braid box
yeah,
art.
Yeah, the Braid one is. I don't. It looks like a Prince of Persia box.
Yeah,
like
it's
the
sweet.
Old Prince of Persia.
Right. Yeah, it's got the giant. What would you call it?
Hourglass.
Thank you. I don't know where I was. Okay, moving on.
So Torrent Freak has released their list of the 10 most torrented games so far this year. Somewhat unsurprisingly, at the top of that list is Spore, with 1.7 million downloads.
A dang.
Then The Sims 2, Assassin's Creed, Crysis, Command & Conquer 3, Call of Duty 4, GTA San Andreas, Fallout 3, Far Cry 2, and Pro Evolution Soccer 2009.
San Andreas is still on there?
No, I know, right?
Huh. Isn't Grand Theft Auto 4 in the PC a big mess right now?
Yeah, apparently it doesn't work.
That's a problem.
Yeah, we talked about it a little bit last week. It's always funny because Rockstar's statement was like, this is affecting a small percentage of users, which it's clearly it's not, and that would only just piss me off more.
Yeah.
Like, I know 1UP said, like, they tried to, you know, install it in machines in their office to, you know, review it. They had 5 machines they put it on, and not one of them could run it.
Huh.
And they were like, you know, good machines.
Jeez.
So yeah, let's talk about some good PC stuff. Apparently, Burnout Paradise is coming out for the PC in February, which I didn't know that was even happening.
I did not know that.
Yes, but they're going to release the demo, and the demo is the game. The only restriction is a time limit, but, like, theoretically, everything's there. Every car, every event, every mode, it's all there. And then they'll let you very easily from within the game, almost like an Xbox Live Arcade title. Just click a button, enter your credit card, and then unlock the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty neat.
Yeah, nice.
Ubisoft is finally learning a lesson. Laurent Dutoc, the president of Ubisoft North America, was talking with Forbes, where he revealed that they came to the great revelation that as they were crapping out yearly sequels, they weren't selling as much as their predecessors. That is why there was no new Assassin's Creed this year, and why we shouldn't expect a new Prince of Persia for at least 2 more years. So, you know, who knew?
We got that new Rayman Raving Rabbids, though.
Yeah, well, that's a Wii game. That doesn't count.
Ah, right.
So I was happy that Super Stardust PSP came out last week. Of course, in the PSP store description, it advertises all the modes, and some of those modes included Endless Mode, Bomber Mode, and Survival Mode. Yeah, they're not in the game. When asked about it, Sony's response was that these modes are planned as an expansion. They didn't say if these expansions are, you know, going to be premium paid content or not.
I bet they are.
It just seems a little shady to me to advertise these modes and then not include them in the game.
Well, I don't think it's shady. I think it's just a dumb mistake.
Well, they should fix that.
Yeah, probably.
Atari has bought Cryptic. The guys who are making Champions Online into the Star Trek MMO.
Oh crap! Is the Star Trek MMO going to get canceled again?
No, it'll be fine. Here's a question I thought of with the Star Trek MMO, because this game is set in which timeline? You know this.
It's set after, like, next gen, so it's newer than anything we've had. Okay. I think it was supposed to be, like, 100 years after, like, Voyager, but now I think it's just, like, maybe 25 years after Voyager.
Ah. I don't know, it just seems like to me, like, the only thing that's going to help this game is if the new movie does well. But since the new movie is such a kind of bold reimagining, I almost wonder if, like, the game needs to kind of follow that a bit more.
Well, as a fan of the sort of next generation era, I'm kind of happy it is where it is. It's a much better defined mythos there, because you have, you've had
Like 21 seasons of television about
it. Right, exactly. Yeah, all that TV about it. Like, a lot of people have written fiction about it. There's the mythos for that area is a lot better defined. Like, I can tell you, you know, what alien comes from which planet and what quadrant that planet is in. Like, a lot of this stuff's already, you know, figured out. Then, like, in, you know, old Trek, the aliens, most of them just kind of looked like humans and, you know, I think they're fine where they are.
Okay. So, a few days ago, Left 4 Dead on the 360 was hacked, with all kinds of crazy nonsense going on, like people turning into giants, zombies turning into giants, people respawning weapons, and people able to lock you into the safe room and then spawn in 10 witches with you, and it was madness. The next day, Valve managed to fix it with a server-side fix that's only working on dedicated servers, but they'll release a client-side patch soon, too. But it was kind of amusing to see these videos, like these giant zombies walking about.
Yeah, I'd imagine. That was a weird noise I made.
Yeah.
It was because my tongue was rolled. I was playing with my tongue in, with the mirror.
I know how that is. UGO is in high-level talks to buy 1UP.com.
Now, why do I know UGO from the past?
They were bigger in the late 90s. I didn't even know they were still around, to be honest.
That's why I remember them.
Yeah, they were kind of a dot-com boom, and I'm honestly surprised to see they're still around, but according to the information we have, the 1UP staff, the editorial staff, had a all-hands meeting on Tuesday to discuss what might be going on, with UGO staff supposedly going out there sometime this week to meet with them. UGO would buy 1UP.com, GameVideos.com, and a third section of the site that is eluding me. But they have no interest... What's that?
My cheats,
yes, thank you. Yeah. They have no interest in either Filefront.com or EGM.
Dang.
Which makes me fear that the issue of EGM I got in yesterday is the last one ever. Or maybe next month's issue.
Yeah, EGM is not long for this world.
Well, I mean, even Entertainment Weekly's thinking about dropping its print. I mean,
Entertainment Weekly?
Yeah, if they can't make it.
That surprises
would still
me.
Would they still be called Entertainment Weekly then?
Probably just,
just Entertainment.
They just
Entertainment by the second.
Entertainment sporadically.
Yes. But, so yeah, I mean, the Yugo wants to keep 1UP.com separate. They want, like, reintegrate it into their stuff. So it should be, for the end users, pretty transparent. But I would hate to see EGM go. I mean, I understand it's going to happen, but I'm still going to be sad about it.
Right. Oh, it's a shame.
From news that is not shocking at all, Dragon Quest X has been announced for the Wii.
I guess it's not yeah, that's something, huh?
I mean, I'm not surprised.
Well, I guess so. Like, the Wii's not, like, as huge. It's big in Japan, but it's not, like, here even. So it wouldn't have been too shocking if they made a PS3 Dragon Quest.
Well, and here's the way I thought of it, too. I mean, for Square Enix, basically, Final Fantasy and Dragon Quest are, all, like, their two top pillar games. And Final Fantasy 13 has been worked on for how long and is still not even with a release date. And I think just to be able to make this game on the Wii and get it done rather quickly to get it out there is a big boon for Square Enix right now.
Yeah, yeah, that is true. We're probably going to see 10 shortly after 9 is even released.
Right.
I wonder if they're I wonder if they're rethinking what they did with Final Fantasy here, where they maybe went too ambitious.
Right.
I hope that I hope they made a good system here. I hope that like they can make a Final Fantasy 14 using kind of a lot of the stuff like, you know, the Crystal 2's tools and stuff they made for 13. It could come out like the next year
or 2 years or something. Yeah.
Well, I mean, even like on the PlayStation, I think 97 was Final Fantasy 7 and 98 was Final Fantasy 8. I kind of liked that.
Right. No, we'll see, I guess.
Yeah, hope so.
All right, we've got a bunch of Fallout 3 stuff. First of all, they've released the Gek, which is the Garden of Eden creation kit for the PC version. They also have a very, very well-detailed, intricate, helpful wiki site that's basically the documentation for it. I was looking at it yesterday. Hard to do that without having the tools on my machine, but... I mean, do you think you'll actually make anything, or you're just going to enjoy the birth of free content coming?
Right, that's probably out of my league. I downloaded the HD textures. I haven't installed them yet.
Oh, cool. They also revealed to IGN a whole bunch of new details on the three DLC packs, most of it on Operation Anchorage, since that's first. It will be $10, 4 to 5 hours long, a heavy combat and stealth focus.
I'm surprised it's going to be that long. It sounded almost like... Like one battle at first.
Did you see like the screenshots and stuff? No. I mean, it's, you know, I mean, it's set in Alaska, and I mean, it looks completely different. I mean, there's a lot of new art assets to this.
That's cool.
So it looks to be pretty substantial. They also said there's going to be a new perk called the Covert Ops perk. So that's pretty neat. The one thing that's weird though, well, I'll say this for the end. Hang on. The next one, the pit, like they, you know, they just talked about it a little bit. They revealed like Pittsburgh was never actually hit by any nuclear bombs in the war, but being on the Three Rivers, it has a lot of irradiated water and radiation in the area, which, again, now I'm excited to see screenshots of this, because I'm guessing it's going to have to be fairly detailed if it didn't actually get hit by a bomb. You can't just say, oh, everything fell over.
Right. That's cool.
So that can be neat. And then the Broken Steel, which is the final one, they will... That's the one that's going to continue even after the ending. Because it's weird. For these other two, I guess, you have to... You can access them as soon as you get out of the vault. But if you want to do it with your old characters, you have to have, you know, a save file right before the ending. But the Broken Steel will somehow, and they don't... I don't even think they know how yet, will pick up the story. It's going to increase the level cap, have all new perks for whatever levels those are, and new bad guys.
Sounds good.
I'm sure that ties into the story, so I'm very excited for all of those.
Yes.
Also, in a bit of good news, the original Resistance map packs are free. That's kind of a nice trend I'd like to see continue.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm. It's a good way to keep people from selling their old copies.
Right.
The Knothole Island DLC for Fable 2 got delayed a bit. It was supposed to actually be out today, but now it'll be out on December 22nd.
Do you meet up with Sonic and friends?
No, not that Knothole.
Oh, okay.
Warhammer Online 1.1 has gone live. The two big changes, they've added the two missing classes that we've talked about, the tanks for Order and the someone, the
Chaos?
Dark Elves.
Oh, Dark Elves.
Yeah. Yeah. They also, I guess, like, they did this thing where they kind of made statues of, like, the top players in the game and put them in the capital cities. That's kind of a neat little
thing.
That
is kind of cool. I liked Warhammer. Kind of want to play it
again.
Yeah,
I did too. That's just, I kind of like WoW better, I think.
Well, the Warhammer definitely has much better PvP. But its world, its world doesn't really compete with WoW's.
Well, that and the problem is people, like, Warhammer plays a lot differently, but everyone's trying to play it like WoW. Like, everyone just raced to the level cap and, like, is just doing, like, endgame raiding and, like, kind of ignoring the RVR, which I think is the best part.
Right.
Team Fortress 2 changes have... They had, like, announced this patch, and then, like, the next day it was out. Teleporters can be upgraded to level 3. I don't know what that does for them. I guess their cooldown time is lessened. Spies can recharge their cloak meter faster by picking up ammo on the battlefield. So that's actually going to be pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And the demo man had the power of his sticky bombs lowered a bit, because those have always been kind of overpowered. They also said that, you know, very soon expect news about exactly what will be in a 360 content pack. So that's good, although I really don't think many people are still playing this in the 360. And they also said the Scout is the next class to get, like, an overhaul. So that'll be fun.
All right.
Oh, and also, I forgot, too, they added some of the Left 4 Dead engine enhancements back to Team Fortress 2, so I think there's, like, better particle effects and lighting and things like that. Cool. Yes. Huzzah, huzzah, EA is publishing Brutal Legend, so will come out, I guess, next fall.
This will be
good to know.
Now we do it. Next year is still a disappointment will be for them.
Yeah. And the last news item I have. My God, this has been a marathon. Infinity Ward has just outright formally said that they're not doing any more DLC for Call of Duty 4. I guess everyone probably figured this out by now, but there you go.
Oh, okay. So, that was a lot of news.
That's the news. That was a lot.
Yeah, we talked about that for a while. God. Okay, why don't we... I guess we should do that best ever now.
Yeah, oh my God, we're 45 minutes in.
Right, so we don't need to linger on this too long.
Right.
So this is the best Xbox Live arcade game ever. And I'm thinking more along the term something original here, or at least...
Not like Pac-Man.
Well, you know, at least a pretty remake, like Street Fighter 2 HD
Championship
Turbo or whatever.
Edition, that would
fine.
Count.
Championship Edition?
Pac-Man Championship Edition.
Oh yeah, that counts. But like, not Turtles arcade game, as much fun as that is.
Right.
Or Super Contra, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking stuff like that. Castle Crashers, which was, you know, great. Good to see that 2D brawler. I guess the patch hasn't come out for that yet and people are upset.
Well, they've only been promising it since August.
I never had any problems online, though. Maybe it was just
me.
I don't know.
Well, let's see. I mean, Braid is, you know, that's high up there, obviously.
Yeah.
I also very much like Street Fighter 2 HD.
That's a cool new one.
I also, if we're like, since we're doing ever, not just this year, like, I love Catan, like, a lot.
Yes, I was with Catan and Carcassonne.
Yes,
didn't you get the original Catan because you liked it?
The board game?
Yeah.
No, it's something I want to do, I just hear it particularly, I don't have anyone to play it with.
Oh, right.
I'm just trying to think what other standouts there are.
There was Bionic Commando Rearmed, which we had fun with.
Yes, that was very good. There was also, whatchamacallit, hang on, I had it and I lost it.
I liked Alien Hominid HD a lot.
There's the Two Penny Arcade games.
Oh, right. Those
they're not really XBLA exclusive, but, you know.
Well, it doesn't have to be exclusive, that kind of something new. Those were fun.
Let's see, if I were to go... Just, like, purely on merits as a game, I'd probably say Braid. But going on, like, the game that I often go back to and play relentlessly, I would say Catan.
You haven't, like, talked... We haven't talked about, like, Geometry Wars 2, which is a big...
Oh, game. That was fun, particularly when it came out and everybody in the squad was playing it and we were all in, like, that high scores, like, arms race.
Right. I mean, I'm just going to say Braid through and through. I love Braid.
I'm going to say Catan, actually.
Catan over Braid? Well, okay, whatever. How about Uno?
Oh, Uno's good. It's fun with the avatars now.
Yes, it is. And I like the 360 version of Bomberman, too. But anyways, okay, I like Braid.
You like Catan, Trader.
Yeah, yeah.
Our weekend gaming. The big one, I guess, was Prince of Persia, which I got for my birthday. We got the playthrough. Good deal.
I mean, people are bagging on this game for being easy, but you know what? Fine by me. I'm enjoying the hell out of it.
Yeah. It is easy, because you can't die anywhere. But, you know, I kind of
like
getting rid of death. Death was overrated.
You don't die, but it's just like, it's like if the game just had unlimited lives and a lot of checkpoints. And, like, you know, I mean, some of the puzzles involve a lot of, like, wall running and ceiling climbing and, you know, it's a long time before you touch another piece of solid ground, and if you fall, you go all the way back to the beginning of that. So, I think there's, like, still, like, a fine enough penalty for, you know, not fucking up.
Yeah. I mean, these games have always kind of been famous for just the sort of running around and platforming stuff, and that's still a lot of fun to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I like, it does something that kind of Fable 2 did, where a button is more of a button corresponds sort of to a thing more so than an action. Like, X is your attack button, you know, your general, like, sword button, I want to call it. Y is your Elika button, which is, like, you know, the magical partner. B is sort of, like, your hand button, so that's for, like, grabbing things. And A is the jump button. And A is, like, the movement button, I want to say. Yes. I like that about it.
It looks gorgeous.
Oh, yeah, it does look good.
I love the guy who, he's also the voice of Nathan Drake, who voices the prince, because I think he's awesome.
Right, he makes some of the subpar dialogue work when it shouldn't in this game.
Right.
He's a very charismatic guy. Doesn't sound very Persian, but, you know.
That's all
right. Right, I like the open world kind of feeling to things, too.
Yeah, it just ties everything together very nicely. It has a little bit of like that Shadow of the Colossus kind of feel.
Right, it does. Although it's a bit more formulaic than that. I mean, you are kind of doing similar things over and over, but it's always fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like, actually, Assassin's Creed, I guess, in that. That was another Ubisoft game people complained about being too repetitive.
And it also has very nice music.
Yeah, it does have very nice music. I still feel like people were way too hard on Assassin's Creed. I thought that was a really interesting game.
And since apparently neither Chris nor PJ knows what happened to our copy, I think I'm just going to have to buckle down and buy a new one of that for myself.
No, wait a second. I'll find it. It's got to be somewhere.
We'll work on it.
Okay, I'm going to work on it. Anyways, it's a fun game, and I'll be playing more of it. Although, you know, like those plate abilities you get?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you get four different magical abilities. Those are all pretty much the same thing.
Right.
It's like, they're kind of different, basically. Like the animation. Yeah, it's basically just like. Which is a little. It would have been nice if you actually got, like, new abilities. Would have been a cool touch. But it's a fun game. It's a very pretty looking game, and I'm enjoying it.
So I started a new game in Fallout 3 playing. I'm trying to do a morally ambiguous female.
Okay.
And yeah, I'm shocked at really how different the experience is.
Well, I started like, a new game too, because I got the PC version with some of my gift cards and stuff I got for my birthday. And I kind of went in with the intention, like, oh, man, I'm going to make an evil character. And, like, I made my guy bald and with, like, an evil mustache and stuff. I was like, this is going to be great. But I just, like, I couldn't do certain things. Like, when I'm confronted with dialogue options, like, I couldn't tell people that were nice to me off.
Yeah, like, I had a very hard time with stuff like that. Well, the way I'm trying to, like, This is my problem. I want to play this, like, morally gray Han Solo character, and all these games' solution to that is, like, just do an equal mix of good and bad things. But then it's just, like, your character's bipolar. Like, there is no true neutral option to a lot of these situations, which kind of makes it feel a little disjointed for me.
Right.
But, I know what you mean, because I did, on your copy on the PC, I started playing just a straight-up evil galoot with big guns. And yeah, like, when I had to, like, after having killed the Overseer and, like, getting the dialogue option to, like, tell Amada to, like, basically piss off, like, I had a hard time clicking that button. I didn't really want to.
Right. But, like, I do stuff like I killed the Overseer.
Yeah, I did. I killed him, too.
I killed the guy who wanted me to blow up Megaton. Like, I'm trying to be, you know, kind of vigilante-esque, I guess.
Well, I blew up Megaton.
You did?
What happened?
It was very sad. Okay, well, I'll tell you. It's so you know you well, because I thought that you could. I thought I heard somewhere that you can actually play both sides, like disarm it and then rig it and right. blow it up anyway.
But you can't.
Yeah, you can't. But like, I'd already rigged it before I realized that, and I was like, well, I guess I'll just do this, even though I don't know if my character really would have, but whatever. And so you know you travel out to Tenpenny Tower, you go up on the balcony with Mr. Burke, and he's all excited, and you know you push the button, and I gotta say, that explosion is damned impressive. I mean, they get it so right, because you're really far away, but you can still see the town on the horizon. And not only is the explosion, like, it's this, you know, the bright flash of white, and you'd see the mushroom cloud, but you can actually see, like, that, like that kind of pulse wave come your way. It, like, knocks Burke over a bit. There's, like, a coffee mug on the table. That gets knocked over, and everything shakes. Like, they kind of nailed that. It was really neat. Jeez. But then, like, you know, for kicks, I'm like, I'm going to go to the Megaton Ruins it now shows up as on my map and see what I have wrought. And I go up there, and I hear this very familiar voice saying, "Hey, what are you doing out here?" And I'm like, "Moira? What?" And I turn around, and she's been turned into a ghoul. And then I felt real bad.
Oh my god, does she still want you to do anything?
No, she made it sound like she's going to go set up shop in Rivet City, and I can still continue to do the survival handbook.
Interesting.
And then, like, there were, like the dialogue options where, like, the one was like, you don't look so good. And the other one's like, you're a ghoul, you idiot. And I couldn't be mean to her. I was like, man, I just fucked her over. I feel bad.
Jeez, that's cool that you can still do that quest.
Yeah, because, you know, you're like, what the hell? She goes, oh, it was a good thing I wasn't in town when that bomb went off, I guess. And you're like, your face is a little strange. She goes, nah, I just got some gunk on it. I wonder why it keeps peeling off in weird, oozy strips, though. I'm like, ew.
Oh, God.
Yeah. But then, you know, you get, and since you don't get your Megaton house, you now get your own luxury suite inside of Tenpenny Tower.
Oh, that's cool. Dang it, maybe I do want to be evil. I didn't know you got a suite.
Yeah. So, you know, that's pretty cool. It's cool, because I'm playing a female character, one of the first perks I took was the Black Widow perk, which is actually really sweet, because you do 10% more damage to all male enemies, which is the majority of the guys you fight in the game, and you get, like, kind of more dialogue options that are, like, tied to your charisma. So I was actually able to seduce Mr. Burke to get him to pay me more. I made 1,000 caps for blowing up Megaton, where he was only going to pay me 100.
Jeez, nice.
Yeah.
Man, yeah. One thing, though, like, I kind of really like the character I made in the 360 version, and I feel like I want to do some of the DLC with him. So I'm probably going to, like, buy some of this DLC, like, multiple times.
But maybe you can use the Gek to hack a character and just recreate him as he is.
Well, I mean, I liked all the way I played through the game with him, too. I don't want to do that all again.
Right.
But, man, that sounds cool. Blowing up Megaton. Mm-hmm.
Being a jerk. It was pretty intense.
Maybe I do just want to be evil. I don't know. No. Okay. Moving on. I got to Northrend in WoW.
Jerk.
Which is Northrendy. Well, you know. It's nice. It seems, I don't know, I'm leveling a little slow. I'm like halfway to 72.
Well, remember, they accelerated Outland when Lich King came out. So you're now back on the normal curve.
That makes sense. Yeah, it takes a little longer. But, you know, it's very wowy. Fun stuff. Hopefully I'll get to 80 someday and I can tell my kids about it.
Right. That'll be great.
Yeah, he'll be proud of
me. See, I play more Chrono Trigger, and I'm loving it thoroughly.
Yeah, not much to say about Chrono Trigger anymore, is there?
I got Rob, and everyone's right. Rob's theme sounds exactly like the Rick Astley song.
Oh, man.
Like, it started playing, and like I perked up for a second. I was like, what? Oh, yeah. Like, no one noticed that at the time, but now that that's become this internet phenomenon, I was like, oh, yeah, what do you know?
Oh, dang it.
Yes. I'll talk about this. They released Meteos Wars, was one of the new Xbox Live Arcade releases.
I saw that. How does that work without a touchscreen?
Basically, because, well, like, every Meteos game has done something different with the movement rules, where Meteos, it was left to right, the Disney one, it was any direction. Well, this one, you can only move down. So you highlight the piece you want and hit A to just slide it down. So it's weird. It completely changes the way you have to think about the game.
Are you sure that X doesn't move it up?
Yes, I tried it.
That's what Chris told me, I thought.
Oh, no. Well, I don't know, maybe. Ooh, I don't think it did.
Real quick, I want to complain about something in Prince of Persia. For some reason, when I was playing through it, when I went to the start menu, I couldn't select, like, save or quit. I could only resume a game. Kind of a bug.
Hmm.
Which sucked for a second. Anyways, go on. That's one to complain, because I was mad about that.
Right. But yeah, I mean, it's Meteos. It looks great in high def, and, you know, very good game still.
Very Meteos-y.
Yes.
I still think it can't be as much fun as that original one, though.
Yeah, the one that was in my DS when I lost in Toledo.
Yeah, I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
I don't think I've played too much else.
No, not... Oh, I do want to talk very briefly. They released a Sonic Unleashed demo.
Oh, what is it? Is it a Warthog?
And I actually want to thank Sega. It's only 187 megabytes, which is smaller than most Xbox Live Arcade games now. It's from the best level of the game, where you play as Sonic. And it's pretty much all I need, so that was nice of them.
Well, they didn't want to show off the Warthog stuff that most of the game is?
Yeah, I find it funny. Like, they know. Oh, they know what we want. Because that's all the demo is. It's just a fast Sonic level, and a good one at that. And that's it. You don't play as the Warthog. It's the Rooftop Run level, I believe is the name of it. The one that basically everyone agrees is the best one.
Okay.
And, yeah, like, you know, there's no Warthog, there's no cities, there's no boss fights, there's no mini games on the airplane. It's just a Sonic level. Huh. Like, that demo is just all I need. It works fine.
So the Sonic Unleashed demo is at least better than the Sonic 2006 demo.
True.
So there we go. Hey, step up. We're getting somewhere. Progress has been made.
Yes.
All right. We should probably not yell about Sonic more.
No, I think we've done that enough.
Right. So why don't you talk about downloadable game releases?
All right. On the WiiWares, we have Bruiser and Scratch. I don't know what it is. Some kind of puzzle game. Hockey All-Star Shootout, some kind of arcadey little head-to-head hockey game. The Virtual Console, because you ask for it, they deliver with Sonic the Hedgehog 2 for the Sega Master System, a.k.a. the Game Gear version.
That's interesting. I kind of like that version. How much is that?
$5.
A bit steep for what that is, but it's kind of neat that it's there, I guess.
Maybe. I guess. Live Arcade has Meteos Wars and Power Up Forever.
I like the name of that game. What is it exactly?
It's a top-down shooter shmup, I believe.
Power Up Forever.
Yes, Power Up Forever also came out on the PS3. Puff. Yes. Game Tap, Grim the Pied Piper, Digby's Donuts, I don't know what that is, and Stalker, Shadow of Chernobyl, so that's kind of cool. And also, I'm going to start listing these. GoodOldGames.com has added Simon the Sorcerer 1 and 2, which are two games that I kind of missed, and I kind of want to play them, so that's neat.
That is neat. That's cool that we have Good Old Games to talk about now.
Yes.
I saw a screenshot from that. It basically looks like the game runs on Scum.
I think they do. I think that was, like, their whole thing. The Adventure Company, they were called. And apparently more of their catalog will be coming to Good Old Games.
I didn't realize that non-LucasArts people made Scum games.
Yeah, they licensed out the engine. Because that's what, what was the stuff that Ron Gilbert made after he left LucasArts?
Oh, like Pajama Sam.
Yeah, all of that used Scum as well.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
I should probably get some of those old games. Sound neat. I still want them to put a Nacronox on there.
Mm-hmm.
Nacronox is awesome.
I agree.
Don't care what anyone says. All right, let's get to this. On my birthday, December 8th, Persona 4 came out. It is high on my Christmas list.
Yes.
I can never announce the Shin Megami Tensei.
Shin Megami Tensei.
Tensei. So that's the brand, I guess. It's been getting very well reviewed.
Yeah.
So maybe this will be the final hurrah for the PS2. Who knows? People keep saying that.
Right.
This came out. They sure did get Persona 4 out pretty quickly after Persona 3.
They did. It looks neat, though.
Oh, yeah. It does look neat. Prince of Persia came out for the PC on December 9th.
Interestingly, this game has no DRM whatsoever.
That is kind of interesting.
I think Ubisoft wants to see what will happen.
Yeah.
Because, you know, pirates say, like, oh, I'm pirating this to protest the DRM, so we'll see.
Well, I bet it just doesn't change anything. PlayStation Home came out for the PS3 on December 11th, of course. Sonic Unleashed came out on the PS3 December 9th.
No, thank God.
They have to do something about how they're always getting these games like a week or so late. Defense Grid, The Awakening for the PC came out on December 8th. Dungeon Maker 2, The Hidden War for PSP came out on December 9th. Interesting. Sounds basically like,
Dungeon Keeper?
Sounds like a... I don't know. I don't know if it's like that or if it's a rogue. Meteos Wars came out for 360, like you said. Ski and Shoot came out for Wii, like you said.
Oh, man.
Power Up Forever came out on 360. I wish this... Man, this list used to not bring up all these downloadable games and there wasn't much overlap
before. You don't have to read them, you know.
Well, I gotta read everything on this list, guy. I gotta do it. Kate West, The Vanishing Files for the DS. Kind of looks almost Hotel Dusky, but probably not as good.
I might be down with that if it's good.
Build a Lot for the DS. I can imagine. And I guess that's it. You know, not a huge release week.
No.
Basically, you got Persona 4. I guess these things are finally slowing down now after the crazy last 2 months.
Yeah, everyone kind of said like Prince of Persia would be like the kind of cap to the holiday madness.
Right, yeah. I mean, it was insane there for a while. Wait, wasn't this the last thing we had to do? Because we have no like ending segment?
Well, you want to talk about this MTV article right quick?
Oh, right. Well, what's this about? Give me the gist.
Well, it's very quick. It's basically Stephen Totilo just posing the question. And here's what he says. This was a year when the game design icon Shigeru Miyamoto and Will Wright found themselves hounded by skeptics who thought that those great developers' latest creations, Wii Music and Spore, were catastrophes. Neither game was uniformly panned, and there were many people who ended 2008 certain that either of those games, or at least these top two creators behind them, would prove to be winners in the end. But who would have expected that the two most heralded game designers, perhaps of all time, to each be accused of losing touch in the same year? Do you think there's any credence to this belief?
Okay. First off, I like Spore fine. Okay, and Will Wright is allowed to not make a mega hit every once in a while. I think Spore's doing okay for itself.
Right.
Right? What's wrong with Spore?
I enjoyed Spore because I've realized what it's going to be. I think a lot of people are honestly expecting like the Civ part to be just as deep as Civilization, the space part to be just as deep as like Masters of the Orion 3.
I kind of always made it a point to never read up on Spore, and I guess I didn't fall into the hype trap there. Mm-hmm. So no problem. It's very hard to say that Shiggy is out of touch when he produces the best selling games and his hardware, you know, his stuff is still selling ridiculously well.
It's not
well.
So much that he's out of touch. I think he's just playing now to a different audience.
Right. How can you say that? Well, even still, I mean, he did, you know, make Mario Galaxy last year. It's not like he's gone over to the dark side completely. I think we might see him back. I mean, no, that's ridiculous. Shiggy is out of touch. Like, maybe we don't like it, but he's probably more in touch than anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I don't buy that at all. I think I was saying on the Squadcast about how Nintendo showed that they don't have to make any AAA releases and, you know, do well in the holiday season.
Let me ask you a question. How many Wii games did you buy this year?
This year?
Mm-hmm.
Three, I think.
What were they? Smash Brothers, Mario Kart, and what?
Wii Fit.
I bought one.
Smash Brothers?
And I ended up selling that.
Why'd you sell Smash Brothers?
Because the only time I play it is when I'm home with you and you have two copies in the house, so I didn't really need it anymore. But yeah, that dawned on me yesterday when some of our friends, we were having a conversation on Twitter. In the entire year, I bought one Wii game. Well, and that was in February. No, March. March.
Right. Well, like I said, it was not a great software year for us at all.
Like I said, no, this is what I said. They don't need us anymore.
No, they don't. They prove that.
Yes.
Easily with this month. And I mean, I think even Animal Crossing might even show up in December sales. Who knows? They seem to be marketing that interestingly anyways.
I could give two shits about that game.
Well, I know he can, but it's going to do...
I know.
It's going to do something for them.
Ooh, hey, breaking news.
What?
This just came in the docket. Guitar Hero Metallica tracks unveiled along with other details.
Any Iron Maiden tracks?
No.
What? Kevin was telling me how he saw some list.
It is a 60% split of Metallica versus other stuff, much like Aerosmith was. Some notable songs. We got Enter Sandman, Master Puppets, No Leaf Clover. Those are basically the only Metallica songs I like. I got some Alice in Chains, some Judas Priest, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Foo Fighters.
Really no Iron Maiden?
Nope, not in this list. Game's... There's supposed to be 45 songs. This isn't a complete list. I guess this information comes from Game Informer.
Oh, I think also, I've seen this list you're talking about, though.
The game, the game is, like, full band, like drums, guitar, vocals, etc. Oh, that's
cool. I'm sure that'll do well for them.
Yes.
All right, then.
Well, yeah, so I guess that's it.
Yeah, it's a good thing we talked about news for so long. We still got a full show out of this, despite the lack of the top 10 list and stuff. What's up, Derek? What's up?
Yeah.
I like the way you said, yeah, there. that was like we were in some sort of, like, 80s movie where, like, me and you were, like, the evil gang members. But it's, like, a comedy or something, and you're, like, I'm, like, the leader. You're the guy behind me. Like, yeah. Okay. You know,
look,
talking
the
about.
Sky's clearing up right now. It actually looks nice out.
It's snowing here.
It's probably just a momentary lapse. It was snowing pretty good.
No, we got some accumulation going.
No, we do too. I'm going to go shovel my car.
Oh, don't be gay. You like snow.
I like snow from December 22nd to January 3rd.
Now, for God's sakes. You live in Pennsylvania. What do you expect?
I know.
Go move to the Caribbean and just be Jimmy Buffett like you always dream.
I can do that.
No, you can't.
No.
You don't have a degree in an applicable field. Haha.
Yeah.
La.
Hey, and what are you going to have in 6 months?
Maybe a degree in a decent field. Better than theater.
Yeah.
Professional writing. People need things to write things.
I guess.
People don't need people to theater. When was the last time anyone asked you to theater?
A couple months ago.
Man, a couple months ago. God. That's tough. Okay.
Yeah.
We clearly have nothing else to talk about.
Yeah, so let's just stop it now.
All right. Well, thanks for listening to the Exploding Barrel podcast, everybody. You can find our website at explodingbarrel.wordpress.com, and you can contact me at tolkoto@gmail.com.
And edgeguy711@gmail.com.
And, we have our real music this week, right?
Yes.
Oh, very good. All right, bye, everyone. See ya.